channels, I will really feel it. Man, see that dog in the sky. Rookie Show. Sit down. Sit down. Jah had might put in all his words. So brothers and sisters, you got to let the good time roll along the way, no matter what the way we are. Swing and drink your muscle, muscle, what's the people here for say? Hey, you got to get the go. I'm going to go work your shoes, I will be picking to you. So I'm coming from Sudo 4, as I would say.
De Lama, dat heette dat nummer, De Lama, maar ook wel Spiritual Whip of Flashing Whip. Ja Lion, die hoorde je rappen, toasten. Pat Francis, die ook een label heeft in heel veel versies en heel veel Black Ark heeft opgenomen met Lee Perry. Daarvoor Big Bird Skank, waar datzelfde piepje bleek nog een opname van te zijn, bleek in 2015. Big Bird Skank, die Upsetters. Dat ridden met dat piepje. En dan ja, dat was het eigenlijk op, omdat we alles al hebben gedaan. Dus Kentucky Skank op dit ridden. Bathroom Skank, Washroom Skank of One Room Skank. Ja, prachtig ridden, maar nu is het op. En ik moest dus een noodgreep plegen om er toch weer drie te hebben. En dat was de eerste. Upsetter World Word Wind of Wind. Dat weet je dus nooit, hè, met Engels. Is het nou wind of wind? Het is Word Wind. Upsetter Worldwide. 25 maart 2007 in Camden, geloof ik, in Londen. Lee Scratch Perry. Ja, die was aanwezig, maar die hoor je totaal niet. Je hoort alleen die band. En wat die band is, is niet achter te komen. Het is niet de Robotics Band, denk ik. Want dan hadden we dat wel geweten. Dus mysterieus. Live at the Café, de band van Lee Scratch Perry op dat moment. 2007, 25 maart live. Dat is. En daarna Upsetters en Ja Lion. Daarvoor dan nog de experimentele pop. Maar is het nog pop? Weet je dan niet echt? Bad Boy van Wolfgang Herz. 1982, uit Duitsland. Vlug naar onze vaste rubriek punkmuziek. Hoe klinkt het ook alweer? Raxola. Een Belgische band die in 1978 al een LP had met gewoon harde punkmuziek. Die ik pas onlangs voor het eerst heb ontdekt. Dit is nummer 84's Man. En heeft dat dan te maken met het 1984 verhaal? Hè? Want het is 1978 dat ze dit maken. Dus 84 of 84's Man. Of jij weet wel waarom dat zo heet en wat ze ermee bedoelen. Maar goed, uit België. Raxola, 84's Man, 1978, Pat for Action.
Yeah. Morton Sobel, the principal in America's first atomic spy trial, leaves New York's federal court. An electronics expert, he's accused with Julius Rosenberg, electrical engineer, of conspiring to give Russia vital secrets of the atom bomb. Rosenberg's wife is also accused of complicity in the plot against the country's security.
Fight for Freedom heette dit instrumentaaltje. In 1987 is dat uitgekomen op 1984 the Third, een Franse compilatie van punkmuziek. En dit is een band uit Reims, Frankrijk. Frankrijk, Reims. Ik weet niet hoe je dat uitspreekt. Reims. Wilsper, W-Griekse I-L-S-P-E-R. Wilsper, Fight for Freedom, 1987 zojuist. En daarvoor British Movie Tone, Atom Spies. Je had echt maar Rosenberg, die dan de atoombom zouden hebben gelekt naar de Sovjet-Unie. Overigens ook in een tijd dat die nog bondgenoten waren, maar ja, alsnog. Deze meneer, Morton Sobel, hij werkte voor General Electric en nog ergens anders. En hij heeft altijd ontkend dat hij iets heeft gedaan, dat hij onschuldig vast zat. Later heeft hij gezegd dat hij wel radarfeitjes heeft gelekt naar de Sovjet-Unie. En dat was ook echt een zaak dat Amerika daar nadeel van heeft gehad. Dat de Russische kant van bijvoorbeeld de Korea-oorlog die radar had, die zij voorheen alleen hadden, zoiets dergelijks. Maar goed, hij heeft 17 jaar in de cel gezeten en daarna heeft hij lezingen gegeven. gewoon even dat je denkt van, waar gaat het over? En echtpaar Rosenberg is volgens mij dood. Volgens mij zaten op elektrische stoel. Ja, Rosenberg. Ja, er wordt hier een gebaar gemaakt. Dat daarvoor dus 84, dus 84 apostrof S man. 1978 Raxola uit België. Het is tijd om vlug naar Peru te gaan. Je bent mooi en intelligent. Je gaat vlug naar Peru en je luistert naar Patapou Action. Sonia Morales is hier uit 2018. Me voy a reír de ti. Patapou Action.
Sabes que te quiero. Y sin embargo, amenazas con irte. Lastimando a este corazón sufrido. We'll be right back.
vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achter kijken. Omdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en weest verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
De Fiat Uno. Uno in vormgeving. Uno in zuinigheid. Uno in topsnelheid. Uno in wegligging. Uno in compleetheid. Uno in ruimte. Uno in wat je krijgt voor je geld. De Fiat Uno. Nummer uno in zijn prijsklasse.
And now, invasion of the walking catfish. A crazed scientist, Dr. Leopold, is convinced he can turn humans into fish. He proves it by transforming himself into a horrible, revengeful, killer fish.
Lou, I thought you said that was a freshwater spring.
Yeah, I did. Why? Something matter?
There sure is. There's an extremely high content of radioactive material.
He creates a new deadly radioactive substance and pollutes rivers and lakes. His goal? To pollute the entire universe. Fish grow giant size and attack all human life. An entire town goes berserk in a rampage of death and violence. No one is safe.
I, Joe Delaney, conjure up your light.
Who is in possession of Joel Delaney?
There's a whole supernatural city around us here. Spiritist churches, espiritismo seances, summoning the dead, bookeria, witchcraft.
We know all about Joel Delaney.
Joel, answer me, are you there? Joel? You know how Joel is. When his dark side showed?
Tell me what happened.
You tried to attack a man.
Believe me, I don't remember any of that.
No!
All of a sudden, here we have a case just like three others we had last summer. Where is Mr. Delaney?
Where is he, Mrs. Benson?
Open the door! It's just possible that the people in my world can't get into your world, that no one will talk to them. But are you willing to accept and believe what you're told? Are you going to listen?
But you have to believe. I feel that you don't believe, and you have to believe.
I keep hearing so much about TikTok and all of the influence they have. I'm number one on TikTok. Can you believe it? I'm number one. Look at those numbers. Here's your numbers. So I think we have influence too. And I'm saying, stop communism.
Bijna even plotseling als hij begon, is de winter weer verdwenen. Volgens de weerdeskundigen als gevolg van een dooi front uit het zuidwesten. En evenals door de sneeuw zo rond de jaarwisseling, kwam Nederland weer in de moeilijkheden. Die zware dooi maakte een einde aan een winterse periode die niet alleen narigheid bracht, maar ook veel schoonheid te zien gaf.
So you want to be a dictator, huh? Leader of the nation, powerful figure, and controller of all? Well, you've come to the right place because I created a step-to-step guide on how to do just that. First off, I think it's important to truly understand what a dictator is. A dictator is a ruler with total power over a country, typically one who has obtained control by force. Now that we got that out of the way, we can see what requirements are needed to acquire such a position. Huh, even though most people think that it takes a lot of money, status, and power to become the absolute ruler of their nation, what history has shown us is that literally anybody can become a dictator, and...
The weird thing is that it doesn't even want to infect you. You're not its preferred food. It only eats bacteria, actually. But when you accidentally snort it up your nose, it gets a tad bit confused and decides to take a trip up through your nasal cavity, along your olfactory nerves, the ones that let you smell things, through a tiny bone plate in your skull called the cribriform plate, and straight into your brain. And once it's there, it starts eating, but not bacteria anymore, rather your brain cells. It's an amoeba. Eating your brain in real time sounds promising until you learn that promising still means a 97% chance you'll die anyway. We die randomly and call it a statistical anomaly, which somehow feels worse. But yeah, no, now I kind of feel like something's wiggling inside my skull, and this feeling is only gonna get worse. Ever get an eyelash stuck in your eye and spend like 20 minutes trying to fish it out? Yeah, now imagine you finally grab it, pull, and it wiggles. Abby Beckley, 28, Oregon, 2016. She felt an irritation in her eye for days. You know, that annoying scratchy feeling like something's in there, but you can't find it.
Nu de zomer is aangebroken, trekken weer duizenden jongens en meisjes uit de grote steden het land in de vrije natuur tegemoet. Nog steeds kan men velen langs de wegen zien trekken, in de hoop dat automobilisten hen zullen meenemen. Het aantal autobezitters dat zulke doet, wordt echter voortdurend kleiner, daar gebleken is dat van de gastvrijheid helaas vaak misbruik wordt gemaakt. Op de plaatsen waar zij hun tenten opslaan, ontbreekt meestal elke leiding. Niemand beseft zijn verantwoordelijkheid, en dit alles leidt tot vandalisme en verwildering. Gelukkig echter heeft een kern van goede kampeerders de handen ineengeslagen, en zo is in samenwerking met de overheid ontstaan de Stichting Veilig Te Huis.
This is the home drug test for parents. What do you really know about drugs? Not enough, probably, if you're the age of most parents with teenage youngsters. After all, there wasn't much talk of drugs in our youth. But youngsters today know a lot about drugs. And our public schools are making sure our children learn the right facts regarding drug use and abuse. But drugs are something youngsters need to discuss with their parents, too. This home drug test for parents is designed so you and your family can share your knowledge of drugs and start your family discussions with the straight facts. Back in ancient times, someone discovered that the tops of the female Indian hemp plant would give an unusual reaction when smoked, chewed, or drunk as tea.
If you're hearing these words, it's not a coincidence. Something powerful is moving in the invisible, and it's calling out to you. Since the day you were born, a guardian angel has been watching over you. He's seen your struggles, your regrets, your...
Mustard gas is one of the most well-known chemical weapons used during the Great War. And here's a fact for you. Mustard gas isn't a gas. It's not even a mustard. It's actually a liquid at room temperature, which actually made it more effective in warfare. The thick and oily liquid would stick to most surfaces for days on end. And to take advantage of this, mustard gas was packed into artillery shells, which bombarded the battlefield. The artillery explosions would turn the liquid into a fine mist, spraying all over the place. What's worse is that the lethal liquid would slowly vaporize in warmer temperatures, creating creeping death clouds which would engulf soldiers. This vicious vapor had a strong garlic or mustardy odor, which is how the chemical got its namesake. But no matter if it's a gas or a liquid, the horrible effects still remain the same.
That was too deadly for agricultural use. You can't kill bugs with it, maybe you can kill enemy troops with it.
This compound was dubbed Tabun, from the German word for taboo, because the compound was deemed too deadly for use. That didn't dissuade Schrader, who rushed back to the lab to perform more experiments. In doing so, he quickly developed a much more potent version of the already lethal compound.
From 5 in the morning until 10 in the evening, 17 hours a day, we had to sit just like this. We were not allowed to lean. For nothing in the world could we rest a little bit our head. To close your eyes was a crime. 17 hours a day you had to sit like this and hear. Communism is good. 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 Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Nobody more believes in Christ. Nobody more believes in Christ. Give up. Give up. Give up. These days, weeks, years, we have to listen to these things.
He is a soldier, alone, protecting a life. He values more than his own.
They have their own customs.
Before this day is out, you will be begging me to kill you. Do you know where you are? You are about to enter hell.
Hell!
The abode of the damned. The place of torment. Bound on an island from which he can never hope to escape. Surrounded by the waiting pit of hell.
Lieutenant Pendleton is about to be miniaturized, placed into this needle, and then injected into this rabbit.
Rock and roll.
But something went wrong.
I want this car.
Jonathan Miller would never do anything to break the law.
I need the key.
Something strange is happening to some ordinary people.
He's a law-abiding taxpayer minding his own business.
Killed 12 people, wounded 23 more, stole 6 cars, most of them Ferraris.
I've worked homicide for 13 years now.
I have never seen anything like this.
Why 3 law-abiding citizens all of a sudden go crazy and start killing people?
Something gets in his way, he kills it.
Finds a body, gets inside, uses it to move around.
Oma's die drugstore. Oma's proberen hun schamele pensioentjes aan te vullen met het verkopen van drugs.
Omaatjes verkopen van alles om het hoofd boven water te houden. Sommigen hebben een nieuwe markt ontdekt. Drugs, drugs. In hun tassen verstoppen de omaatjes verslavende medicijnen. Vooral tieners komen op de drugs af. Ketamine is favoriet. Het is een sterk middel vergelijkbaar met de drug Angel Dust. Gebruikers injecteren een grote hoeveelheid om het effect te versterken. Ze zijn werkloos, eten uit vuilnisbakken en gebruiken drugs om het harde leven te vergeten. De journalist werkte maandenlang undercover om uit te zoeken hoe de dealende oma's werken. Een aantal probeert het zelf en verkopen die op straat. Nu deelt ze drugs. Ze is bang voor iedereen en schaamt zich voor wat ze doet. Nu deelt ze drugs. Als ze genoeg geld heeft om een paar dagen te eten, vlucht ze naar haar flat terug. De straten van liggen bezaaid met spuiten en ander afval. De politie arresteert de grootmoedertjes niet. De gevangenissen zitten overvol. Een paar keer per dag worden de vrouwen weggestuurd. Veel helpt het niet, veel helpt het niet. Want 500.000 verslaafden laten ze niet zomaar schieten.
Als u terug ziet voor de problemen die dit mogelijk veroorzaakt. Als u zo laf bent, alles uit de weg te gaan, dan hoeft u nooit meer op mij te rekenen. De bazuinen zullen schallen om de doden uit hun graven op te roepen. Laat ze allemaal naar de duivel lopen. Is dit de vreselijke straf van de goden die mij ten deel valt? Proberen ze me zo de stuip op het lijf te jagen? Laat ze hun gang maar gaan. Ik zal hun schijnheilige tempel in vlammen laten opgaan in een gruwelijk hellevuur.
Kies ook voor de blauwe kool.
daar wel eens mee. Op, houden, lummel!
Hé, hey, Tony, kan de radio aan? Het is hier zo'n dode boel.
Dit onderzoek toonde bijvoorbeeld aan dat ratten heel snel doorhebben dat ze een prettige schok krijgen als ze het hemeltje indrukken. De ratten raken wel versteld. Zo kunnen kiezen niet meer zo werken, was bijvoorbeeld het angstige vermoeden.
Die hufters zich gaan pakken. Die hufters zich gaan pakken. Die hufters zich gaan pakken. Ben je er ook een ongelooflijke klootzak?
Die vergelijkbaar is met het eerste stadium van hersendood.
Ik weet niet hoe prachtig het is om dood te zijn. En dat, het is iets heerlijks gewoon. In het begin had ik dat heel erg. Toen bij het minste gering zat ik tegen zat, dan riep ik van was ik maar dood. Dat heb ik nou niet meer en ik wil ook best wel oud worden. Er zijn veel dingen die ik nog graag wil meemaken. Maar ik wil ook best heel graag dood.
Zij zijn allen stomme honden die niet kunnen blaffen.
Nou wegwezen! Nou wegwezen! Nou wegwezen! Virus!
Jij ook, je moet zo'n uitgesneden rotklok. Jammer, niet te geloven.
Picture this. You're at a party. You don't really party. You're more of a two beers and I'm good person. But your friends dragged you out, and now you're on a couch watching everyone have a better time than you. 0.025 to 0.1 milligrams. The dose that kills you? 2 milligrams. Which means there's basically no margin for error. It's like if Tylenol's safe dose was one pill and two pills made your liver explode. And here's why street fentanyl is Russian roulette. When someone's pressing thousands of pills in bulk, the fentanyl doesn't distribute evenly. One pill might have 0.5 milligrams. The next one might have 5 milligrams. Your friend took one last week and was fine? Cool. Congrats to him. You just got the Mega Millions jackpot of bad luck.
This has been one of the most fearful weeks in the history of the world. The communist explosion of a terror bomb has created a new wave of pessimism concerning the future of the human race. The shockwaves of the Russian blast are being felt in every corner of the globe. There is no doubt that communism is entering what it considers its final phase in controlling the entire world.
The nation is in chaos. Death and destruction sweeps the country.
Ich leg dich um, du Sack. Gib mir die Kohlen oder ich blast dir die Birne weg.
Scheiße.
You ever read the Bible?
Yeah.
Chapter 2, verse 29.
Are you sure?
Yeah. The whole page is a quote from the Bible, from the book of Joel. Joel 2:29. Even upon the men servants and maid servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and I will give portents in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes.
What is the great and terrible day?
When God passes judgment on mankind for its sins. It's about the apocalypse. It's about the apocalypse.
Come on, the end of the world?
The sun going dark and moon turning red. There's signs that foretell the end of the world. There's a whole chain of signs, like a countdown. The Bible's filled with them. Earthquakes, plagues, things like water turning to blood, all kinds of weird natural disasters. These things will happen to tell us that God's wrath is about to destroy the world. Yeah, the signs of the end. Didn't you at least go to Sunday school?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But they taught us that God was a God of love.
Are you okay?
It's not the baby's birthday. It's from the Bible. I knew it was wasn't here because of the baby.
All right, just slow down.
This is some kind of Bible sign.
All right, just slow down.
This is some kind of Bible sign.
All right, just slow down.
He's some kind of religious fanatic. He'll end the world.
All right, just slow down.
This is some kind of Bible sign.
Don't you think I cry for man? I've tried to intercede, but God has judged.
This is happening. You believe me?
Read.
You have to believe me.
Somewhere,
off the west coast of the United States, 900 fathoms beneath the surface of the sea, is this secret and extremely important world defense base, Center Neptune. One of Earth's most precious minerals is mined and refined down here. White aluminum. It's an amazing ore discovery that renews the worn-out soils of Earth and other planets. Without this precious ore, nothing can be grown.
Marijuana is not just a harmless hallucinogen that gives a quick, innocent thrill. A United Nations commission concluded, the addict is soon a useless and harmful member of society.
Lord,
what do you kids think of Madonna?
I feel that Madonna is simply the latest ploy by the male-dominated record industry to dismantle the gains of the feminist movement. Her image, her lyrics, her entire gestalt, if you will, are horrendously retrograde. I mean, gag me with her value system. Point well taken, Monique. As a young male, I find her appalling, offensive, totally bouillouk. I concur, Jamie, and I think that it is incumbent on us, the young record-buying public, to send a message to Nile Rodgers and the record industry that we're not gonna take it. No, we're not gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
I wanna rock.
Hey, moment, my hey.
God hates facts. Quote, t-shirt, science flies people to the moon. Religion flies people in the building. And so the world tonight has a distorted, twisted view of God. You're going to see some people here tonight who don't understand God and try to explain God with their own natural mind, and it can't be done. The Bible said the natural man receiveth not the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. Neither can he know them. You can't know them unless you're spiritual. You can't understand the Bible. You got people out there trying to explain the Bible that ain't even saved. And they have no understanding of the Word of God till you get born again. Lost person can't understand the Bible, much less teach it or explain it. That's why you have so many religion courses in colleges and stuff where they get everybody confused. They don't even know what you're talking about.
You'll pay for this, you scum, you criminal!
That bastard son of yours beat him up! What are you going to do?
Not, Father!
You vermin from hell, I'll beat you to death!
No, please, Father, please!
Brother, you mustn't kill your own son.
Yes! I've got to kill this devil. He's a disgrace to the name of Wong. I disown him. This slime.
Attack! 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 They'll beat you, ashes, wish you, ass, you chew
so
you
tonight
for brunch.
Cocaine, the infamous white powder that somehow made it from ancient coca leaves in South America to boardrooms, nightclubs, and bad decisions worldwide. If cocaine had a LinkedIn profile, its bio would read, fast-acting stimulant, specializes in euphoria, confidence boosts, and ruining bank accounts. Cocaine is extracted from the leaves of the coca plant, but don't let that plant-based origin fool you. Different to create euphoria, intense energy, and unfortunately, paranoia and aggression.
In Amsterdam-Oost kan men, zoals in elk ander woongebied van ons land, heel wat jongens vinden die ondanks alle brave recreatiemogelijkheden er de voorkeur aan geven is een lekker fikkie te stoken, net als hun vaders en hun grootvaders dat zo graag plachten te doen. Na de oorlog werd in dit deel van de hoofdstad het getal van de jongens die hun energie in baldadigheden spuiden steeds groter. In de gewone speeltuinen waren ze veel te gauw uitgekeken. Om de knapen van de straat te houden moest er iets anders komen. Een plaats waar ze ongestoord kattenkwaad zouden kunnen uithalen. De Oost-Amsterdammertjes kunnen nu met een goed functionerende veerdienst overvaren naar hun eigen eiland van gelukzaligheid. Hier is het dat ze zoveel fikkies kunnen stoken als ze maar willen. Het zal overigens velen deugd doen te vernemen dat al die kwajongens in dit modderparadijs ook tot constructief werk komen. hoewel ze vaak in elkaars capaciteit en weinig vertrouwen hebben.
Bij diarree is er sprake van frequente passage van dunne, waterige ontlasting. Diarree kun je definiëren als absolute en relatieve diarree. Bij absolute diarree is er sprake van meer dan 5 keer ontlasting per dag. Bij relatieve diarree heb je vaker dan normaal ontlasting. Diarree kun je op basis van de ernst ervan onderverdelen in acute diarree en chronische diarree.
David Slane marks a technological breakthrough in protecting the country's skies. The system's unique capabilities enable the speedy, rapid destruction of a broad spectrum of current and projected air and missile defense threats, including maneuvering and precise threats from various altitudes or even saturation attacks. Operates day and night. David Sling is a revolutionary hit-to-kill missile system, effective against all threats within the atmosphere, clearing the skies with cutting-edge technology. The system protects a very large region and intercepts threats at a distance with minimum collateral damage. David Sling is currently operational after extensive testing. The system was developed in collaboration with Raytheon and Israeli and American government agencies. The system includes a multi-mission radar, several launchers, each carrying 12 next-generation stunner missiles, and
rabies is an extremely fatal viral disease affecting the central nervous system, caused by the highly neurotrophic rabies virus. This virus is mainly transmitted via contaminated saliva of infected animals through bites, scratches, wounds, mucosal exposure, and rarely through transplanted neurologic tissues, such as cornea. Rabies can be transmitted by a wide range of animals. Major ones include canines, like dogs and foxes, cats, bats, raccoons, or any other kind of mammal. Rabies is a bullet-shaped virion that belongs to the family of rhabdoviridae and genus Lyssa virus. It contains a single-stranded RNA nucleocapsid core. The virus is able to evade immune surveillance by sequestration in the nervous system. And this virus is not hardy and quickly inactivated by drying, UV and X-rays, detergents, and ether. Rabies is a vaccine-preventable disease by giving pre-exposure or post-exposure prophylaxis. It is extremely important to note that the patient should be vaccinated as soon as possible after an exposure.
I've won. Now, I shall transform this planet into a paradise for my country. My fallen angels will rise again. Oh, you've heard of the term hell on earth? Well, this is day one of the new millennium. Starting tomorrow, it's going to get a whole lot worse.
I will perform transorbital lobotomy on 10 patients within an hour.
The Antichrist is not coming alone. The Antichrist, he is coming to deceive the entire world. He's not just any man. He's captivating. He's got charm that can sway the masses. And he holds a power, a dark power, energized straight from the pits of hell. You have never witnessed such demonic charisma in your life. This man, he's going to deceive individuals. He's going to deceive entire nations. And yes, millions upon millions will fall into his deceitful ways.
The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent to the prayer that is made in this place.
Het bond? Echt bond van een dier? Maar dat is toch hartstikke zielig?
Zielig? Zielig, weet je wat zielig is? Armoede, werkeloosheid.
Oorlog en crisis, dat is pas zielig.
In America, more than 6 million people have syphilis. 1 in 20.
There are 1 million new cases every year. Why? Certainly its terrible work can be seen everywhere. Syphilis strikes infants, kills thousands. When it does not kill, it may cause blindness, deafness, insanity, or deformity. In adults, syphilis is a leading cause of heart disease. It strikes men and women in the prime of life, makes many helpless invalids. Its victims help fill the ever-expanding institutions for the insane. It breaks up homes, causes many divorces. Wars. Syphilis kills more than wars. Fires. Syphilis costs more than fires, floods, or famines. Why? Why, when physicians everywhere can diagnose and treat syphilis, do we permit this pale spiral germ...
Oh, please, please, son of a... Please, son of a... Please, son of a... Stop it!
Gee, golly gosh, I sure am sorry I offended you, you white trash piece of shit.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, get the son of a bitch!
No, no!
Mac Johnny's in no danger. He'd be in danger only if he knew about this dope ring and its operations, its personnel. Just the fact that he knows nothing keeps him safe.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, Johnny?
Give me an idea. Well, look, I couldn't hang around that same drugstore, see, until I run into the guy with a scar on his nose. Then I make out I know a lot more than I do, that I got a little black book, maybe, that Mike used to write names and phone numbers into, see?
Absolutely not, Johnny. You'll do nothing of the kind.
Yeah, but maybe they take me right to the head of the gang, Mr. Wilson.
I won't permit anything to put you in danger, Johnny.
Yeah,
absolutely
but
no.
Johnny gets pretty stubborn sometimes, Mr. Wilson. And if you're there to help him, how can he be in danger?
It might work at that, Steve. After all, if you and I are watching the whole thing, what can happen?
Sure, I meet these guys, and maybe they take me right to the guy you're trying to find, Mr. Wilson.
Johnny?
We're often exposed to organisms that can cause disease. We have organisms of disease in our bodies. Cholera, yellow fever, smallpox, and others. Any one of them capable of decimating the population. When an epidemic ravaged out of control, no one was saved. The rich succumbed, along with the poor, the prominent, along with the unknown. The people could never be free from fear. They knew infectious disease was the scourge of mankind.
And he said, the songs just come, we write them down, we record them. I ran around with a band that I won't name them, but record them. And then we take the master tape to Witchcoven, and they pray over it. So that when we press the records and they go into people's homes, demons go home with each record.
Salvinorin B methoxymethyl ether. If you thought of salvia when you heard salvinorin in the jumbled mess of scientific smart people speak, then you would be correct. But this isn't just regular salvia. This stuff is way crazier than regular salvia. And wakefulness and focus. So unlike anticholinergics, it makes you the opposite of a vegetable.
So, a fruit?
This is really helpful for people with Alzheimer's, but it also has another even crazier use. Like I mentioned earlier, acetylcholine is a super important neurotransmitter for REM sleep. Well, because of the effects these drugs have on your cholinergic system, Benadryl makes you asleep when you're awake. And by asleep, I mean a waking nightmare. But cholinergic drugs like galantamine make you awake when you're asleep. And because of this quality, people on the internet have figured out that if you go to sleep and then set an alarm 4 to 6 hours after you fall asleep to catch yourself in the middle of a REM cycle, take 4 to 8 milligrams of galantamine, and then quickly go back to sleep before the galantamine kicks in, the galantamine will take effect on your brain while you're in the dream, which will give you about a 50% higher chance of lucid dreaming. And if you don't know what lucid dreaming is, it's basically realizing that you're in a dream and pretty much doing whatever you want. Like...
Landgenoten. Ik verzoek u als minister-president vooral allen rustig te gaan slapen. Zoals u dat ook op andere nachten pleegt te doen. Er is voorshands geen enkele reden tot ongerustheid. Gaat u rustig slapen. Hier sprak uw minister-president.
Ah, welcome back, beautiful decoys, masterful actors. The ones who learned that sometimes the smartest move is to disappear in plain sight. You didn't vanish because you were weak. You vanished because you were watching, because there comes a moment when explaining yourself becomes pointless, when defending your truth only feeds the very mouths trying to consume it, and you recognize that moment instantly. So you went quiet, you stepped back. You let them believe whatever version of you made them feel powerful. They thought your silence meant you were finished. They assumed the lack of reaction was surrender. They mistook restraint for defeat, and that miscalculation was the opening you needed. Because the moment you stopped resisting, they grew comfortable. Too comfortable. And when people feel safe around someone they think is broken, they reveal everything. You saw it unfold slowly, didn't you? The shift in their tone, the confidence in their accusations, the way their stories started changing depending on...
I don't choose a path. I make one. I make my own way. I charge ahead. I bulldoze through. I aggress forward like a radiant champion. Born to win and literally the best at everything I do. I'm an epic champion. I'm a legendary, all-out, and absolute magnificent champion. Put me up against anyone, anytime, any place, and I will win. No matter what the circumstances, I win. In any conditions, I win. No matter what, no matter where, no matter when, I win. Any person, any comer, anyone can challenge me and I will defeat them. I will win. They're not on my own way. I charge ahead. I welcome the challenge.
I bulldoze through.
I welcome any comers. I will rip their whole heads off.
Press forward like a radiant champion.
I always win.
Born to win and literally the best at
I have a love of combat. I love putting a beating on competitors.
I'm an epic champion.
I love exercising my dominance.
All out and absolute magnificent
I love winning. I always win and I always will win.
Any place and I will win.
I'm a born winner. And I will
always
win. No matter
what circumstances, I win.
That's where I belong.
In any conditions, I win.
I belong in the winner's circle.
No matter what, no matter where, no matter when, I win.
I belong on the victory stand.
Any person, any car,
I belong on top of the podium.
I will defeat them. I will win.
I'm a champion and I win triumph.
They're not on my level.
I'm a world champion.
I welcome the challenge.
I'm a winner. I'm a dominator. I'm a dominant winner. I'm an absolute winner.
I have a love of
I'm an undisputed champion.
I love putting a beating on competitors.
I am champion of the world.
I love exercising my dominance.
The greatest anyone could possibly imagine.
I love
I'm greater than that.
I always
the highest,
win,
and
I
greatest, and best of the absolute best.
I'm greater than that still.
The most tremendous and highest apex of glory. I'm still greater. I am infinite. I am one with the light. I'm a glorious and impeccable, superb, supreme.
If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Alles klar.
alles klar, alles bleibt wie's war. Ist doch wahr, so wie's war, war's doch wunderbar. Und zwar fand man Zeit und Gelegenheit für die Gemütlichkeit. Alles klar, alles klar, alles bleibt wie's war. Ist doch wahr, so wie's war's doch wunderbar. Besser wird's nie mehr als bisher. Fällt uns auch diese Einsicht schwer, aber wird's uns heute so leicht gemacht. Doch wir wollen noch mehr, das wird doch gelacht. Wir leben und streben, als ging unser Dasein niemals vorbei. Nein, leider, ja leider, es kommt wie es muss, ein Schluss und dann ist vorbei. Alles klar, alles bleibt wie's war. Ist doch wahr, so wie's war, war's doch wunderbar. Und man fand noch Zeit und Gelegenheit für die Gemütlichkeit. Alles klar, alles bleibt wie's war. Ist doch wahr, so wie's war, war's doch wunderbar. Besser wird's nie mehr als bisher. Fällt uns auch diese Einsicht schwer. Die Oma, der Opa, die kannten keinen Stress. Für sie war Geschwindigkeit ne Kutsche mit PS. Die Leute von heute, die rasen um die Welt. Und jeder will schneller sein, denn jeder denkt nur Zeit ist Geld. Vollgas und linke Spur, es führt kein Weg zurück. Der Mensch dreht sich mit der Uhr, doch so überholt er sein Glück. Die Oma, der Opa, die flogen selten aus. Für sie war die größte Freude Behaglichkeit bei sich zu Haus. Wir teilen das Leben ein nach Nutzen und Gewinn und haben Tag aus Tag ein nur das, was Erfolg bringt im Sinn. Die Oma, der Opa, die dachten nicht so weit und trotzdem beneid ich sie um ihre gute alte Zeit. Alles klar, alles bleibt wie's war. Ist doch wahr, so wie's war, war's doch wunderbar. Und man fand noch Zeit und Gelegenheit für die Gemütlichkeit. Alles klar, alles bleibt wie's war. Ist doch wahr, so wie's war, war's doch wunderbar. Besser wird's nie mehr als bisher. Fällt uns all diese Einsicht schwer.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
조선노동당 중앙군사위원회 제8기 제6차 확대 회의가 진행됐습니다. 이제와 남조선 괴뢰 역적들의 가정되는 침략전쟁 도발 책동에 대처하여 나라의 전쟁 억제력을 백방으로 확대 강화하기 위한 전략적 조치들이 강력히 실천되고 있는 우리 무력 발전의 전환기에 또다시 중대한 군사적 의의를 가지는 조선노동당 중앙군사위원회 제8기 제6차 확대 회의가 4월 10일 당중앙위원회 본부청사에서 진행됐습니다. 조선노동당 총 비서이십니다.